Hello, brothers and sisters. Brother John here with a rapture parallel that pinpoints when the trump of God will sound. Remember, that which has been is what will be. That which is done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. This is how the parallel goes. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. Did you catch the parallel? Where have we heard that language before? Oh yeah, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. You see, the Lord descends from heaven here, and there is a great earthquake. This earthquake parallels with the great earthquake that happens when the sixth seal is opened. The great earthquake is caused by being in the presence of the Lord. During the sixth seal, man can see the Lord from the earth. They say, "Hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" So they could see the Lord on his throne, and when the sixth seal is opened, the first thing that happens is that great earthquake. And this parallels with the great earthquake that happens in Matthew chapter 28. And this earthquake is caused by the resurrection of the dead happening. Imagine all the dead over the last 6,000 years coming out of their graves, the great earthquake that would cause. And when he rolled back the stone, this is a parallel to the sixth seal also, when heaven departed as a scroll, when it is rolled together. You see, heaven is being rolled open. This is a parallel to the tomb when it's being rolled open. Then when the stone is rolled back, we see a door, and that is a hint to when heaven is rolled open, the door of heaven will be seen. And then it says, "His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow." This is a parallel to Matthew chapter 24, verse 29, the coming of the Son of Man. And it says, "For as lightning that cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. He will appear as lightning in his glory, shining as bright as lightning." Okay, then it says, "And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and become as dead men." Notice the fear and the shaking that folks are having, and they're becoming like dead men from the fear of the glory of the Lord. This is another sixth seal parallel. "And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman and free men hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" So the only parable in the entire Bible of when the Lord descends from heaven with the sound of the trump of God is a parallel to the sixth seal, which happens during a blood moon, pinpointing when the trump of God will sound during a blood moon. So folks that are stuck on the Feast of Trumpets being the rapture day, that day is going to come as a thief to them because they ignored all the other scriptures and the parallel to when that day actually occurs. The last trump is when Jesus is going to resurrect the dead in Christ on the last day of the church age. It has nothing to do with the Feast of Trumpets. Jesus said that he will come on a day when you think not. Almost everyone thinks that he's going to come on the Feast of Trumpets, but only the few that are watching diligently know about the second Passover. It's almost like the feast that no one knows the day, and the feast that no one expects anything to happen on. It fits perfect with what Jesus said, on a day that you think not. Proverbs chapter 7 verses 19 through 20 says that the good man will return on a full moon, automatically ruling out the Feast of Trumpets, because that happens on a new moon. The last trumpet will sound during a blood moon after 2,000 years from the year 4,000 from Adam. I believe that May 15th, May 16th just might be that day, the last day of the church age. If my 29 AD starting point is correct, and if I'm correct about God using the 364 days a year count. If not, then it's going to be back to the drawing board for me. But that's all for now, just a short video. God bless, brothers and sisters, and Maranatha.